I actually don't have a guest today for Coffee Talk. We're going to be playing some smash hits of the 60s, and not just any old smash hits. There are a lot of them. These are local North Shore Duluth artists that made it big and are kind of some of the best kept secrets. I'm so excited to share this CD with you. It was produced by Duluth Rocks Media in Duluth, Minnesota. And it's music from the archives of this fabulous musician and archivist, Tom Johnson, who I had the pleasure of meeting last month. He puts together a coffee and conversation, three, four times a year in Duluth, and invites musicians that played in the 50s, 60s, and 70s along the shore. Many of them actually had made albums, produced albums, and for a variety of reasons, never really broke into big time. And I've sat down with many of them, and they're amazingly fabulous people. Some live in Grand Marais now, Silver Bay, Two Harbors, scattered around the Duluth area. It's just so much fun. And so they put this album together in 2004, the CD. And so I was so amazed by it. I needed to share it with you, my listeners. So we're going to kick it off with My Mind's Made Up by the Renowns on KTWH 99.5 FM.
Don't no more, and you
We are in the middle of Coffee Talk, and I'm doing kind of a special version highlighting 60s smash hits all by North Shore and Duluth artists from the 1960s. I started it off with the Renowns, My Mind's Made Up, and that was Chet Orr and the Rumbles, and they actually got some radio play. They released a vinyl of 45 in 1964, and that was the hit Be Satisfied. I'm going to play a few more here. The stories are just incredible. I had the pleasure of sitting down with members of these bands and had breakfast with them. And you show them like an old picture from, you know, mid-60s of them setting up on stage. And they see the amplifier and they're like, oh my gosh, do you remember when La 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 came over? And they have a story about everything. It's so awesome. They've opened when the Armory was a music venue, an entertainment venue. Some of these guys I've sat down with opened for the Supremes and Dion and the Belmonts. And in later years, the Gatlin brothers at the Deck. It's just so amazing that there's this history sitting right here, and you would never know it. So I will have Tom, the instigator, the archivist, here on my show at some point to tell his side of the stories. And like when this music starts, he's a musician himself. His name's Tom Johnson in Duluth. They call him the professor because he knows everything about the music of the 50s and 60s in Duluth. And when I was talking to him the other day, he was telling me about some of this music, and then he would just like break out in song. He's got this beautiful voice singing Roy Orbison. It's so amazing. So I am going to play some more. My Summer Love, Tammy and the Belmont Bachelors, and then the instrumental, which was actually became a really big hit, Surfer's Lullaby. And those albums are hard to come by our own titans from the North Shore here on KTWH 99.5 FM.
Special way.
we're doing a little segment of smash hits from the 60s, all North Shore and Duluth artists. And we heard Surfer's Lullaby by the Titans and 80-Foot Wave by the Valkyries. And I sat down with George Lee Dude from the Titans, and just the nicest people. It's just so amazing that they're amongst us, and they lived a completely different life in the 50s and 60s. George from the Titans was, you know, they made this album, and it's actually a hot, hot item for record collectors. It goes for hundreds of dollars because there wasn't that many made. But he got drafted, went to Vietnam, and then came home, and it was a whole different story, and got a different job and just plays side gigs and, you know, jams with some other buddies. And the producer, the one who put this whole CD together, Tom, he was in several bands, did lots of great stuff in the 50s and 60s, and just wasn't able to break through and make money. So he went on to work for the railroad until he retired. Still plays and, you know, is way into the music. But yeah, it's this kind of history that's sitting right here. Totally love it. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'm going to be exploring this avenue much deeper as the days and months go on.